Lubos Jednorożec is one of the few men who managed to escape the communist prison camps of the 1950s, still alive today. But that wasn't his only attempt to win his freedom. Despite being repeatedly apprehended, he never gave in and kept battling until the 1960s, when he managed to leave Czechoslovakia and move to the US. From there, Lubos Jednorożec, now in his early 80s, tells his remarkable story in this edition of Panorama. Jednorożec first went to prison in 1950, 2 years after the communist takeover of Czechoslovakia. His crime was merely knowing that a family friend was planning to flee the country illegally.
No a odsoudili mi na 10 let. Pochopitelně strašně mi to zdecimovalo, protože já jsem věděl, že mi...
They sentenced me to 10 years. I was devastated. I knew they'd give me a stiff sentence, but I didn't expect that long. I couldn't understand it. I hadn't harmed anybody or done anything to anybody, and for that I got 10 years. Imagine. In that moment, I decided I wouldn't serve that unjust sentence, and that I had to try to escape.
After a spell in the notorious Yakimov, Lubos Jednorożec was sent to work in another uranium mine in Horní Slavkov. It was there the former scout seized a rare opportunity to break out. At the entrance to the pit, he spotted a gap between two walls.
They were leading us through an S-shaped corridor so the warders at the back couldn't see what was happening at the front, and those at the front wouldn't have been looking behind them. It was a risk, but in the end, it paid off.
Once out in the open, he could have been shot dead at any moment, and had to make his way extremely carefully through several security zones. Then he came to a perimeter fence.
Ale s čím jsem nepočítal, když jsem se doplížil k těm drátům, tak jsem nepočítal, že ty dráty jsou...
It was made of steel wire, and I just had a little pair of clippers. If you saw the work I had to do to get through that fence, you can't imagine how human willpower can give your hand such strength. You don't think about the pain because your will pushes you forward. You know it's the only thing you can do, and your life depends on it.
Na tom, že to uděláš, záležel i tvůj život.
Lubos Jednorożec was several kilometers away when, after 5 hours, the prison guards realized he'd escaped. He spent several days trying to find his way across the border into West Germany before making a surprising decision. He was going to see his family before leaving the country with his fiancée, Alina. With help from old friends from the scouting movement, Lubos reached his cousin's farm, where he holed up in a cottage in the country while making plans to cross the border. A month after his escape, a group of 20 prisoners attempted to break out of Horní Slavkov. 5 were shot dead, while the others were caught. 3 received the death sentence, the rest got life terms. Meanwhile, Jednorożec would soon find himself in hot water again. The smuggler he had engaged to take him and Olina into Austria was, in reality, an STB agent. The police were waiting for them at the border. She got 4 years, while he received a 16-year term, and was put in a special section for escapees at Leopoldov prison in Slovakia.
Oni nás fyzicky týrali. Kliky nám dávali dělat, dřepy nám dávali dělat.
They abused us physically. They made us do push-ups, squats, 200 squats. You'd be sweating and they'd make you stand in front of an open window when it was freezing cold. A lot of us got pneumonia because we were malnourished. Then you'd be taken to hospital and they wouldn't have the medicines to treat you. You'd go mad with nothing to do, so I learned English. I knew all the irregular verbs perfectly.
Lubos Jednorożec survived those awful conditions and was freed in 1960 during an amnesty. By that time, Olena had married somebody else and had become a mother. Lubos met another woman, Milada, and himself got married. And despite two spells in gruesome communist jails, he still hadn't given up on his dream of living in the free world. In 1964, he, his wife and their two daughters attempted to escape to Italy via Yugoslavia. But incredibly, once again, he was out of luck. The family were picked up by Yugoslav border guards and returned to Czechoslovakia.
Já jsem tam měl takovej výstup před soudem, rozumíš, že...
I made a speech in court. I attacked the regime and openly criticized communism, the fact freedom didn't exist there. I basically attacked everything.
Despite his boldness, Luboš Jednorožec received just 18 months this time. The regime was considerably more lenient by that period in the mid-60s. In 1968, he obtained permission to attend the funeral in Vienna of his brother Ivan, who had defected 2 decades previously. Ivan hadn't actually died, but Luboš needed some pretext to get a passport. They both then set off for the US with their families.
A border guard took our documents, but when I went to open my suitcase, he just said, "Go on, go on." I didn't know what that meant. He just waved us on. That was my first experience of America.
After suffering so much under communism, he was surprised to find some young Americans embracing the ideology.
Tam jsme před tím supermarketem viděl takového mladého člověka v té ruské beranici na hlavě s červeným.
In front of a supermarket we saw a young guy wearing a Russian fur hat and a t-shirt with a hammer and sickle on it, and he was barefoot. I didn't know what he was. He was a hippie. They were against America and for free love. I learned that during the Vietnam War there were lots of communist sympathizers. Things weren't so simple here.
S tím komunismem, víš? Že ono to tu není tak jednoduchý.
Many years later, when communism collapsed, Luboš Jednorožec paid a visit to Czechoslovakia in 1990. As if he hadn't suffered enough in the country of his birth, he was involved in a car crash during his stay and lost a leg. Today, perhaps the greatest escapee of the communist prison camps of the 1950s, who's now 82, lives in Futin Wali, near San Francisco. From there, he speaks to friends here in the Czech Republic every night across the internet.